It's always tricky to try and count the number of offensive linemen. Three tackles or four at the most critical spot on the line. And how many guards can also play center? The key is that you're likely to have only seven active on game day, which means you need guys who can do a little bit of everything.
Let's start at offensive tackle, where Luke Jokel returns after missing 11 games with a broken leg. We saw him make four so-so starts at right tackle before the Jags traded Eugene Monroe and move Luke to the left. He looked terrific in less than a quarter of action before Maurice Jones-Drew rolled up on his leg and ended his season. He's an incredible athlete for a man his size. He's going to be the long-term starter. Austin Pasdor made only 12 starts on the right side, but it was enough for Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell to declare him their guy. He's a big, physical, brawling type of right tackle who will be limited athletically. Battling for one or two tackle spots is Cam Bradfield, who was thought to be the right tackle of the future back in 2012, but couldn't sustain it. He's a terrific athlete, though, with a big, strong frame, who just may be better suited to spot duty. Sam Young's another big guy who's more athletic than strong and seems more like a left tackle. He saw very limited action in Dallas and Buffalo before arriving in Jacksonville, where he played one play at left tackle. Camp will be critical for Young. Zane Beatles was Caldwell's first strike when free agency opened, and the Jaguars are counting on the former Pro Bowler to bring a veteran presence to a very young, completely new offensive line. He's got the left guard spot for the foreseeable future, while the right side will be a featured battle at camp. Veteran Jonk McLennan has two career starts, so veteran might be an exaggeration, but he's been in more than a few NFL camps since 2010 and will battle third-round pick Brandon Linder. Linder's another guy who knows what offensive coordinator Jed Fish is looking for, having played for him at the University of Miami. He's a big physical guard who fits next to Pasdor on the right side. Converted defensive lineman Drew Nowak has been on the practice squad the last 2 years and has shown enough potential to be worthy of time, but this will be a make-it-or-break-it camp for him, while rookie Tyler Shatley from Clemson has impressed the coaching staff with his toughness and intellect. Center is the center of attention when it comes to the offensive line. Mike Brewster is the presumed replacement for Brad Meester. Brewster made 10 starts the last 2 years at left guard, learning from Brad while waiting to return to his natural position. The question about Brewster is his strength, though Caldwell told me during OTAs that his athleticism and ability to get up the field is more critical, even against the 3-4 schemes in the AFC South. Sixth-round draft pick Luke Bowanko is a big athletic kid who looks like he'll have a say in who plays center in the future. He might not be ready for the rigors of the game's most intellectually demanding jobs in his rookie campaign, but there's no denying he's a terrific athlete. And as Jeff Lagerman points out, they don't let dummies into the University of Virginia. Patrick Lewis and Matt Stankiewicz will both try and earn a look at center and guard, try to improve their chances of making an impact. Lewis was the starting center at Texas A&M with Jokel and Johnny Manziel, for whatever that's worth.
The offensive line wasn't very good at run blocking or pass blocking last year. Jokel's return and Beatles' arrival should help dramatically. The question is whether Brewster is up to the job of manning the middle of the rebuilt line. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.